Omin HaKarfis. Rashi learns, you let it collect together wood. That's HaTlusha Min HaSoda. It's already detached from the ground, lying on the fields, and it's in the Tchum of Yomtif. So you let it bring in, collect these woods, Min HaSoda, from your fields. Now Min HaMechunis. Rashi says, in Konsul Merav Yomtif. If you collected them together on Erev Yomtif, the Goli Dait Yalayu Somich, you showed us in your mind that you want to use them. V'yena muksa, they're not muksa. Aval ha-mefozora muksin. But if the woods are just spread out all over on the fields, then we say they're muksa. You're not allowed to use them now on Yom Tov. Aval min ha-me... So that's what Mishnah says. Mevin eitzah min ha-sodim, min ha-mechunis, or min ha-karfe. Fordim min ha-karfe, Rashi says, shu mishtamir u-mukis sovav, fil mefozora shaboy, l'huksa midaitan. Ha-karfe means like it's surrounded with a fence. It's a watched place. So there we say, even if it's spread out, still you could use it. Even if the woods are spread out, you didn't collect them together, we don't say it's muksa. Since it's in a mokem ha-mishtamer, it's in a watched place, we say the person has in mind to use these things. Therefore, it's not muksa. Now, ezeyu karfif, what's called the karfif, to say that it's not considered muksa, kol she-somach liir. The karfif has to be that it's near the city. Rashi learns mamish right near the city. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi says, kol she-nichnostim loy b'fayseches. Anytime you have to go in there with a key. In other words, it's watched, it's locked, and you have to use a key to get in there, that's cool, that's the mile of a karfif. V'afilu b'toy t'chum Shabbos, even though it's very far away, as long as it's in the t'chum Shabbos, that's enough. In other words, the svar of the karfif is that it's a mokum ha-mishtam, it's a mokum that's watched. Not because it's close to the city that you thought about it, but rather just that since it's a watched place, you thought about, you know you have the wood on use, and whenever you want to use it, now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, so Yehuda Mashmuel says, Ein mevi'in eitzim ela min ha-mechunosim shebekarfa. He says you're only allowed to collect the wood on the fields on Yom Tov on two conditions. It's ha-mechunosim, they're already gathered together before Yom Tov, and also shebekarfa, it has to be that it's close by shebekarfa, it has to be in a watched place. A place that has a lock on it like it's watched. For the Gemara of Anan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, min ha-karfif yafilu min ha-mefozorim. No, that if you have it in a watched place, in a karfif, then it's mutter even though it's spread out, even though it's not collected together. So Akam Yehuda Mashmul says you still need two tenoyim, it has to be mechunosim, and it has to be in the karfif. So the Gemara says, mas nisin yechidoihi. Our Mishnah goes according to a yochid. It's only one person, and in Melo, that's not the aloha. The aloha is not like our Mishnah. Like Rashi says, Yechidoihi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozakom alo, Tiyoma beisilul hochi shori, Upolag rabbonon alei. But the rabbonon argue on Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza. The Tanya would learn like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza, Loinech luku beisharmu beisilil. There's no machlokes between Beisham and Beisilil, ala mefuzorin shebesodis. That if you have the woods spread out on the fields, shein mevin, you're not allowed to collect it together on Yom Tov. Trashi shim V'yala mechunosim shebekarfif, let's say in the karfif, the watched place, or else the one man the yom in the Mishnah says that it means it's somach liyir. If it's mechunosim, if it's gathered together there, shein mevin, everybody holds you allowed to bring it. Where is the machlokes Beisham and Beisilil? Ala mefuzorin shebekarka. If you have the wood spread out in the karfif itself, or else v'yala mechunosim shebesodis. Or if you have the woods in the fields gathered together, shebeisham yomrim lo yovi. Beisham says still you can't bring it together, you can't collect them. Or beisil yomrim yovi. Yes, it's muta. This is the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that according to Beisilil it's only muter. Not only, but according to Vesil, it's mutter, it's mufuzor and shebekarfif. That's why our Mishnah says that shebekarfif, if it's watched, if it has a fence around it, then it's mutter even though it's spread out. That goes according to Reb Shimon ben Elosa. Now Omar Rava, Rava says, but Mashmah the Rabbanan argue on it, so therefore, Reb Yudah Mashmul is going according to the Rabbanan Shita. Omar Rava, Rava said, Oli kanin, viola gefanim, the leaves of the reeds, or the leaves of the gefanim of the grapes, even though you gather it together, and you put it together, since if the wind would come, it would spread them out, kimefuzarim domi. It's considered like it's all spread out already. V'yasurim, you're not allowed to gather them, you're not allowed to use them on Yom Tov. The Rashi says, v'yafilu leifizrosim aruach, t'mistama leisom chadayte sovim evadu luzikam. Because you did not have in mind really to use it before Yom Tov. Because you also knew that maybe it's most probably the wind would come and blow it away, therefore it's not considered you had das to use it. The asnach monim yesmol alayu shapadomi. But if you put before Yom Tov a kli, something to hold down the leaves before Yom Tov, then takritz muta shrashulach vidon, to make it heavy shapadomi the samchadai. Then a person is samech das to use it. So the mishnah marvaita aizeyo karfif. What's considered a karfif? We have in the Mishnah two sheets. It either means it's somach liyir, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi says no, kosher nechnoslein befeseches. As long as you have to use a key to get in, it's something that's watched. So Mara says no, iboy lihu. Heichi kama. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Kosher somach liyir. As long as the karfif is near the city, vudiyis lefeseches. The Tanakam holds like you need two things. It has to be close and it has to be locked up. The Yoster Rabbi Yosi lemeim. Rabbi Yosi now is coming to be Mekel and saying, Kivon the Yisle for Sechet, as long as it's locked up, you have to use a key. Afila b'teres tchum Shabbos nami, even if it's far away. But as long as it's in the tchum of Shabbos, you're allowed to go there. Oiduma, maybe not. Tochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol shesomach lir, as long as the karfif that has the wood there, even if it's spread out, is near the city. Bein the Yisle for Sechet, bein the Lesle for Sechet. That's what the Tanakam holds. The Tanakam is a Mekel. That says when the karfif is near the city, you don't have to have it locked up. Even if it's not locked up, it'll be mutter. The also Rabbi Yosi lemeimer. Now Rabbi Yosi comes to say, afilo b'toyes tchum Shabbos. Even if the karfif is far away, it's only in the tchum of Shabbos, only a payim amos away. It's still it's mutter. Of the v'davka yisle paseches. Only if you have a paseches, if it has it locked up with a key. Avol esle paseches. If it doesn't have a key to be locked up with, afilo somach liyir nami loy. Like Rabbi Yosi is a machmir, that even if it's close to the city, as long as it does not have a key, it's not locked up, it's not cold like you have dust, you don't have in mind before Yom Tov to use this wood, therefore it's also to use the wood. That's the shalos Rabbi Yosi a mekel, Rabbi Yosi a machmir. Toshma, come in here, bring your proof. Mi diktoni, since we learn Rabbi Yosi yomer, kol shenichnosen lebefaseches, whoever goes in there with the faseches, with a lock, v'yafilu v'toyt chum Shabbos, even though it's far away, Shemamina Rabbi Yosi Tarati Lakula Koma. The Mashma Rabbi Yosi is the bigger makel here. He says it doesn't make enough mina how far away the karfif is. As long as Yaza Paseches, that's good. Shemamina. And Amarav Solo, Amarav Yirmi Yalochak Rabbi Yosi Lokum. We talk a Paschal of Rabbi Yosi Lakula Taka. So Rashi learns the Maskon is like this. That Tarati Lakula Koma, Kloima, mid Rabbi Yosi Nishmal Rabbi Yuda, from Rabbi Yosi we even see what a Tanakama holds. The lav tavayu boy, the Tanakam also does know you have to have two. Either one is good. For Rabbi Yosi betarati Yaakov, Rabbi Yosi is makel both ways. To machshir b'somach v'lo paseches, he holds if it's close, even without a key, it's okay. If it's not locked up, or paseches b'lo somach, and if it has a locked up, even though it's far away, still it's good. So the kids are with paslag Rabbi Yosi kula both ways. That either one is good. Either it's close, the karfif, or else even if it's far away, as long as it's locked up. Then we say, for a person thinks about it, and the wood that's there is not called muks, it's called yavdas to use it. And I'm Rabbi Yirmi Yalochak Rabbi Yosi Lokal. We talk a paskin, Rabbi Yosi Lokal. That's the way we talk a paskin, Lalochak. Now also, the reason that's brought down why you're not allowed to collect the wood together is not so much as muksa, but rather it's uvdu dechol. It looks like you're doing things a weekday action. Therefore, Tam the Mishnah says you can't bring eitzim from collecting it together. Now, Shankin, if it's collected together before, or else if it's a locked up karfif, then we say it doesn't look so much uvdu dechol, that's more like you have the wood all prepared already, then you're allowed to collect it together to use it on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here. You're up to Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph on the bottom. The last Mishnah. Ein mevakin eitzin, you're not allowed to chop up like wood for firewood. Not from beams, for they're not a beam that broke on Yom Tov. And the Chiddush is, even though now that this beam is broken, so what the only thing you could do with it is use it for firewood, so now it's not muksum, still you're not allowed to do it. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a beam which was set aside to use for building, not to use for firewood, so then it was muksum.
So since Migdus Katsoi Leben HaShemosh is at the beginning of Yom Tif, it remains Muksa for the whole Yom Tif. V'yein Mevakin, you're not allowed to chop wood. Loi Bekardim, you're not allowed to use an axe. For Loi Bemegero, you can't use a sword. For Loi Bemagel, not with a sickle. Elo Bekupitz, only with a butcher's chopper. With a chopper knife, that you're allowed to use. And the reason why you can't chop with these types of swords is because it looks like Uvdu Dechil. Looks like you can do a lot at one time, like you want to sell it. It's called Uvdu Dechil. That's why Rabbanim said nothing doing. So you know, like Rashi says, a mevakin eitzim levin akiris, lefi sugi shagamori misparesheth. The Gemara will explain what the Mishnah means. Le bekardim, which is starm kardim, a regular ox, also kimin kli umnis. The type of a skillful kli. Shaisim boy uchvay seskuras, they make things from it. So therefore, like the end of Rashi says, it's doina. Rashi says that magal, the kula and kli umenhein, they're all a skillful type of a kli, umen's work. Venira ka'isa by malocha. It looks like you're doing work with it. Lafika chasa, therefore it's also. In other words, like a malak ubdu dechel amarasayin, if you use this type of an axe, it looks like you're going to do work with it, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara will explain this whole Mishnah. First the Gemara says, like the beginning of the Mishnah says, ein mevakin eitzim, you're not allowed to chop wood, and lo min akeres, not from beams, and not after being broken Yom Tov. So Gemara is the